Welcome to the SMA edition of Rare Disease Advisors' Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the spinal muscular atrophy community.
Hello, this is Larry Luxner, special correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. Today we're talking with 15-year-old Leah Celaya, the newly appointed National Ambassador of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. At this moment, the MDA is holding its 2023 Scientific and Clinical Conference in Dallas, Texas, at which Leah was a speaker. Leah has a very rare form of spinal muscular atrophy called scapuloperoneal SMA. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about you and your selection as National Ambassador. How did this come about?
So I just recently received the role as National Ambassador this year in February, I believe. And I'm very excited to be coming into this role because I love to encourage people who have neuromuscular disease and disabilities in general. I think it's very important to be a voice for that community.
So tell us your story and also a little bit about this form of SMA. We know that it's really, really rare. How rare is it?
So that I know, I only know of like three people, including myself, who have my condition. My father has the same condition as mine, except mine is more involved. And there's another person in a different country who has this condition as well. So it's extremely rare condition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But despite this this disease and its rarity, you've still managed to make a name for yourself in acting and in other areas of your life. Talk about your life a little bit and tell us how you became so involved.
So I started with the MDA when I was very young. I grew up as an MDA kid, and my father did as well. So we were raised in the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and that's how I started to become an advocate for them. And with acting started a couple years ago, 3 years ago, and I just fell in love with it, and I kept doing it. And I'm also a dancer. I've been dancing for 10 years of my life, and I just love to dedicate myself to things that I truly enjoy.
So you were in a movie with J-Lo.
Yes, I was.
Let's hear about that.
So 3 years ago, I filmed Marry Me. I was a lot younger. I was 12. And it just came out this year. And it was such an amazing experience because I got to represent the disabled community on screen. And any opportunity I get to represent the disabled community is amazing.
What role did you play in the movie?
I actually got to play myself. So my name was in a Universal picture, which is awesome. And I was a principal role, so I'm basically all over the movie that you can see me with J-Lo and dancing with her, which is a dream.
How is she?
She's very nice and very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Can't argue with that. So what has been your role within MDA and with advocating for other teenagers with SMA?
I really enjoy going up to teenagers my age or kids in general or adults. I love encouraging them because a lot of time when people are disabled, it is very lonely. And I know at a point in my life, I felt very discouraged and I felt that I didn't have anyone really to talk to around my age group. So just being there for people around my age and encouraging them and showing them that they can chase their dreams and do what they love is very important. And I think that's needed a lot.
And you live in New York still?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. And in New York, you work with the MDA with Pacific Care Center?
Yes, Columbia University Presbyterian.
Oh, okay. And in New York, since it is such a large city and there are so many medical institutions of national reputation, what do you think you can do specifically in your community?
I just think just being an encouragement to others and just making people happy is the thing that I most want to do and continue and will do, and just being very determined of what I want to do and just encouraging people overall.
Okay, and in terms of your therapies, what are you doing about SMA? What therapies are you on?
So I've been doing a lot of, I swim and I do a lot of therapy still. When I was younger, I used to do a lot more therapy because I got diagnosed with this condition at the age of 6. So we were still learning and I did a lot of therapy then. I do aquatherapy, which really helped me. I have a bike that I strengthened with my arms. Mm-hmm. I go swimming and I go to the gym as much as I can and just staying fit and active.
And what about medical therapy? What about treatments?
I'm currently not on a treatment for my condition because there is no cure or no treatment for me. So I'm currently not doing anything in that sense.
So there's nothing on the market that can help you?
No, not in this moment.
Aside from what you can do for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our national audience?
I'm just so grateful that I'm able to come on here and meet you and just be here with the Muscular Dystrophy Association and be a national ambassador. I'm very grateful to be here, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. Muchas gracias. This is Larry Luxner with Rare Disease Advisor.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.